But right now I want to talk with, let's visit with Dr. Tarun Jain. Thank you for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Jain, I just want to ask you about this research. It has to do with women and infertility and sort of some research that you've been a big part of. Obviously there are male doctors who handle that stuff too. It's interesting here because you're taking a look at the potential links between stress and fertility. I can't tell you how many friends I know who were trying to get pregnant and they say, well, you know, I'm so stressed. I got to stop being stressed about it. And they believe that there was a link. What did you actually find when you took a look at these sort of factors?
Yeah, absolutely. This is such, as you said, such a common feeling. In fact, anyone going through infertility or fertility treatments have a really high amount of stress going through it. It's considered one of the most stressful times in a person's life. So these are common feelings. And the problem is there's currently no good studies showing that there's a direct causative link between stress and infertility, or if it impacts your treatment, or if it causes miscarriages. There's no good data showing that. And yet there's a lot of patients who I'd be seeing who'd be feeling that way. And so we did an actual proper study to assess this. And we surveyed nearly 1,500 of our fertility patients at Northwestern. And we found nearly a third of our patients felt like their stress contributes directly, causes their infertility. And a third felt like their stress causes their miscarriages. And two-thirds felt like their stress would reduce the success with their treatments. So it was quite surprising that there's a high proportion of patients who are unfortunately feeling this, and therefore it leads to feelings of blame and guilt.
Yeah, I think that is, it's interesting to me to see that you really didn't find there to be that definitive link, because I think some women would, I would think that there totally would be. But you're saying that the sort of emotional stress brought on by this can be a factor, right? That you just sort of get so, it's like a cycle, right? A vicious cycle that you think about it so much and you get stressed about it. And maybe that's true with most stressful things.
That's right. It does become a vicious cycle but the problem is that the stress is for sure there. It is not linked to making their fertility or infertility or miscarriage situation worse, but it just feels bad having those feelings. And then other messages start coming in about things like just relax and it'll get better. But those are such hurtful messages that are given because it just creates further internal feelings that, gosh, if I only was feeling better, I wouldn't be in this situation. And sort of this self-blame and self-guilt feeling that happens, which just makes it even harder to be going through. And so I think if more patients realize that, hey, you know, it's common to feel these things as being stressful, but please know that it's not the reason you're in this situation.
Yeah, I can think of very few things more stressful than that. You sort of want to start a family, you want to have a baby, and it goes for, you know, forever and ever and ever, and it's not happening for you. What should you do if there's somebody in your family, somebody you know, who's in that position, and you can tell they're visibly stressed about it?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to just be their cheerleader and let them know that you're there for them, and if you can help them in any way, and know that these are challenging times, and just encourage them, you know, and just, I think the simplest thing is just, hey, let them know I'm here for you. If I can do anything for you, let me know. Kind of empower them with whatever they may want to share with you, rather than trying to, in good intention, trying to say things like, hey, if you just did X or Y, it would be fine, or if you just take a vacation or relax, or these types of messages, unfortunately, don't come across very well to the person going through it. And mm-hmm. It makes them feel even worse, actually, which is not the intention.
No. I think it's hard to know what to say sometimes in those circumstances because you feel kind of powerless and you want hopeful for them, but you don't want to stress them out by you know, saying the wrong thing or talking about it too much either. I think you can fall into that category. Dr. Jain, let me understand, though. Are you saying that stress can affect some health conditions? Because it just feels like it must, right? It just maybe not infertility. It's not a big factor.
Yeah, that's right. For sure. I mean, stress on the body has an impact in many other ways. It also just doesn't feel good, and it can affect your motivation to do things and affect your energy levels. But what I'm saying is that there's really, so far, no good studies that have found that being in a stressful situation or feeling emotional stress has a direct causative effect on the infertility. There's actually mostly other medical reasons for infertility, ranging from things like blocked tubes or irregularities with the uterus or the lining of the uterus, or egg reserve, egg quality, or and half the time sperm quality and sperm parameters, which are direct medical reasons for having issues with fertility, completely unrelated to emotional stress. So the vast majority of patients really are dealing with a medical condition with actual medical issues that can be treated.
Is this kind of news to the medical community as well? I mean, I'm sure you hear your patients talk about the stress they're going through and wonder if it is a factor. It seems like a pretty big breakthrough in that regard to me.
It really is. I think, you know, for us who are helping couples going through this, we see this a lot. But I think for the certainly the general public and for the general practitioners out there who may be seeing these patients and referring them on to us, there may not be as much awareness of this stress and fertility situation. And so I think that's one of the big things to get out there is that, hey, number one, this is super stressful, no doubt about it, but know that there are actual medical reasons behind infertility and miscarriages, completely unrelated to the stress that comes along with all of this. And so really, I think the big thing is for couples to be aware and seek help early so that we can better manage these medical issues. And the other thing I was going to say is we think this is so important that on our team, in our practice at Northwestern, we actually have 3 full-time psychologists who work directly with all of our patients just to manage the stress part so that it doesn't get overwhelming as they're going through the medical treatments.
Yeah, I hear you. If people want to hear more about or learn more about the research and kind of check into this, Dr. Jane, where can we send them?
Can send them to our website, fertility. I can't actually remember the actual URL.
Oh, that's okay. People, you know what? What we can do is we can get it posted on our website when we post this. My producer Pete is just saying, "Yep, he'll do that for you." So no worries. I didn't want to stress you out about that. I think we're good. Thank you, Dr. Jane. I appreciate your time today and interesting research.
For sure, it was a pleasure being here and being able to talk about this and making more people aware that these are really common and important problems. Oh, I actually remember the URL quickly.
Oh, fertility.
fertility.nm.org.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Jane. It's good to get the word out. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Enjoy your day. That's Dr. Tarun Jain. He's at Northwestern Medicine.